Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. More great films with Stratford Film Festival. Megan Smith-Harris joins us in studio. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Jamie. So great to be here. Thank you for having me.
We got a screening this long weekend coming up.
We do. Well, and it is appropriately called The Cowboy and the Queen because it does feature the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, the late Queen Elizabeth II. And it's a really poignant, under-the-radar documentary that people are just discovering.
So yeah.
I'm feeling really smart because I found it.
Well, exactly. I didn't know this documentary was even made with the Queen and
yes,
the horses.
Yeah.
And all that.
Well, yeah. It's an interesting story. Andrea Nevins is an Oscar-nominated filmmaker, Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, and she had read an article in Vanity Fair a few years ago, you may have seen it, about the Queen and her corgis, and they had these great photographs. It was really charming. And she wanted to make a film about the Queen that was non-political, that was about a passion of the Queen, and everyone knows the Queen had all these wonderful corgis. Well, one of the corgis was named Monty, and Monty was named after a guy named Monty Roberts, who happened to be at Buckingham Palace. And Monty Roberts was a young, had started out in the 30s as, he was a contemporary of the Queen, had started out in the 30s as a very young rodeo star, and he'd gone on to become a horse trainer and a horse whisperer. And he had this revolutionary theory on how to train horses with kindness and communication instead of cruelty and violence. Hey, what a concept.
Okay.
Anyway, the Queen had read about him in a couple of equestrian magazines and thought, and a lot of people were suspicious of his theories because they thought, oh, he's got to be doing something to the horses. He's drugging them. He's putting something up their noses. And because he was able to train a horse and get a horse to accept a saddle and a rider within 18 to 22 minutes instead of 6 weeks and a lot of whipping and bad, you know,
all that
bad
stuff,
treatment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And so she thought there must be something to this. And she invited him over to do a demonstration. He was absolutely terrified because, you know, he's grown up on a ranch.
Sure.
With horses, and suddenly he's
royal appearance here.
Yes, you know? Yes, and he has to do it in front of everybody.
You thought Shark Tank was tough,
but he was able to do it. Then they brought in another horse. He was able to do it, and so the film shows the evolution. It's got incredible archival footage of him as a young rodeo star, of the Queen when she was a young woman and riding the horse. It goes all through both of their histories and how it's a wonderful story of how two people on opposite sides of the world who you would never think would meet, not only meet, but became good friends. And he came to visit Buckingham Palace and help with the horses, you know, for years. And he was actually at the Queen's funeral. He was one of the dignitaries who was invited. And she named a corgi after him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. So there's two screenings of this movie?
There's two screenings. There's it's May 17th, and that is the first screening is at 4 p.m. That one is almost sold out. So if you want your tickets, you should get them now. I think we've got about 15 left, and we're saving two for you to give away.
Thanks.
And then we have the 7 p.m. show. Actually, we're saving the two for the 7 p.m.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
7 p.m. show is filling up, but it's not quite as full yet. But we have a special guest.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Well, this was my son's idea, actually. I was talking about the film and how much I loved it and the therapeutic benefit of horses. And because Monty had some trauma in his youth, and he found his communion with horses really helped him. And so he now helps other people with that, people who have PTSD or other challenges. And so I was explaining this to my son, and he said, you know, you're always getting special guests. Why don't you get a miniature therapy horse? And I was like, oh my God, that is a brilliant idea. And so I'm like Googling, you know, miniature therapy horse, Stratford, Ontario. Well, sure enough, we found a wonderful young woman, Mallory Phillips, and she has a miniature therapy horse named Angus, and she has raised him and trained him since he was 3 months old.
Oh my gosh.
And they will both be coming for the Q&A, and we'll talk about training horses and gentleness and kindness, and we'll be talking to Angus as well, and we may get some chances to pat Angus.
Okay.
And he will be at both screenings.
Oh, fantastic. So the screenings are at City Hall Auditorium. And so where will Angus be?
Angus is taking the elevator up, and he will be there.
Oh, my
in
gosh.
The auditorium, because he is a certified therapy animal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then in between shows, we wanted to give him a little respite. So he will be going down. His trailer will be in the square.
Oh, behind the City Hall. Sure, okay.
But once he gets, you know, a little snack and a little break, there will possibly be like a half hour period between
right.
films when people can come and meet and greet Angus as well.
So. Oh, what an amazing, unique opportunity.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Oh my gosh, this is great. And again, a film like this, The Cowboy and the Queen, you're going to see a side of our late queen that maybe folks are not familiar with, because she always had an interest in animals and agriculture and that sort of thing. So this fits right in with her.
Well, you know, I it's very clear, if anybody knows anything about the queen, that if she had not become the queen, she would have lived in the country and had stables and been riding every day. This horses were her passion, animals were her passion, and she actually helped Monty Robbins. She edited his book.
Oh my goodness!
And,
okay,
yeah, edited his book, and it was called The Man Who Listens to Horses. It was published in 2011, and she helped him find a publisher, and she paid for him to do a tour around Great Britain, showing his horse breaking techniques, and. He was thought of as a pariah, and now, I mean, things are still changing. You'd think everybody would embrace this method, but it's about 20% of horses are trained like this now, but there's still 80% to go, so
okay.
Hopefully they will catch on.
Fantastic. So there's two screenings of this. That's at 4 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock is the other one, and I guess there's sort of a PG with regards to this film?
Well, you know, parental guidance, because there is some talk of some abuse. Monty's father was abusive towards him and
okay.
towards horses. And
just letting people know about
yeah,
like
that.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, but if you have a sensitive child or whatever, and it is a, you know, it's a documentary, a thoughtful documentary, so I don't think it's for little kids.
Fair
and
enough.
And if you have little kids, you know, bring them to the square between shows.
Sure.
And they can see, they can meet Wee Angus.
Wee Angus. So that is part of your long weekend. So that's coming up for Saturday, and again at Stratford City Hall Auditorium, The Cowboy and the Queen. But we are looking ahead to June as well with more coming up.
Well, I'm just going to give you a little sneak peek.
Okay.
I'll be back to talk more
about
this. But it is a film made in our own community of Ontario and Ontario farmland, and it's called We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of the Ontario Farmerettes. Now, Jamie, have you heard of the Farmerettes?
The Farmerettes? No, I have not.
Nobody has, and they should. They were actually memorialized in November on a stamp, thanks to the woman who wrote this book and the film, and the efforts of Senator Robert Black, who was, you know, had an agricultural background. He grew up in Fergus, and also a role in the government in the agricultural area. And this film is, very briefly, it is about the 40,000 young women between 16 and 20 who helped during the war years. They saved the Ontario farms because all the men had gone to war. So they helped plant, harvest, and process vegetables and fruits and that were canned and sent to the front lines for British and Canadian troops. So they saved the farms and they helped save the war.
Wow, there you go. And so this is coming up for June 14th.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll have the director, Colin Field, will be here. Bonnie Sitter, the author of the book that the film is based on, and Senator Black will be here introduce both shows. And we're probably going to do like a lemonade social as well. So it's also going to be a fun event.
And it's called We Lend a Hand.
We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of the Ontario Farmerettes.
Farmerettes. There you go. You heard it here with Megan Smith-Harris and Stratford Film Festival. In the meantime, two shows for The Cowboy and the Queen. What's the best way to get tickets? Don't wait to get them at the door,
should
say.
Yes, do not wait to get them at the door. We do tend to sell out or be close to sold out. So the best way to get tickets is to go to our website, which is stratfordfilmfestival.com. Just click on upcoming events, and there are links for both shows, or keep listening to the radio, because I'm giving Jamie two tickets to give away to the 7 p.m. show on May 17th, and maybe you'll be the lucky one.
All right. So much happening with Stratford Film Festival. More shows coming up. It's going to be terrific. Megan Smith-Harris, thanks so much for all the details.
Well, thank you, Jamie.